So step one is about meditating on the word. What I want to talk about is that you daily meditate on the word, or meditate on each podcast. Instead of listening to all of the podcasts and not getting anything from them because you're just whizzing by them, listen to one podcast per day and meditate on what I'm trying to teach you. Spend the day thinking about what I'm trying to teach you and implement it. Understand it, pray into it, and you'll find that it'll become part of you. And you will walk in it then. This is what the Bible says. It says in Psalms chapter 1 verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the ungodly shall perish." So it says in verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night." Everything in the kingdom of God operates on a 24-hour cycle. Walk in a daily regime. Don't worry about next week or next month. Just worry about what you're doing today. Walk in the moment. Walk in today. The Bible says that today is evil enough. The Bible says that God loads up our benefits daily. We eat daily bread from heaven. It's not weekly or monthly. It's daily. So God operates on a 24-hour cycle for you so that you don't choke on everything, so that you don't get overwhelmed. The wisdom of God is brought a 24-hour cycle so that, so if you fall in a ditch, you can rectify things within a day. It's very good the way the Lord has worked it out. He's very wise. But you know, in the Old Testament, they listened to the Torah, or they read the Torah, and they meditated on it day and night. But you know, it says, "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous." The ungodly won't have access to this spiritual food. Ungodly people who don't meditate on the word, people who don't consider what they're reading or what they're learning and just gulp their food like my little dog did, who just swallowed the food, never chewed it. He might have got nutritional benefit, but he never tasted it. Because the Bible says that, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord." He chews it, and he meditates on it day and night, and it becomes nutritional value to him, and it becomes tasty as well. So what we want is tastiness and nutritional value. In Romans chapter 8, it says, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. They don't walk after the ungodly, but they walk after the Spirit." So they don't just swallow their food and don't even chew it. They don't meditate on what God is trying to teach them daily. They just exist. But he says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You know, the world wants to teach you its lessons, but they are not godly. They're just of the flesh. But if you walk in the Spirit, you'll have life. Because the Bible says in verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So if you meditate on the spiritual things the Holy Spirit wants to teach you daily, you'll be free from the law of sin and death. So in the Old Testament, it was the Torah. And in the New Testament, it's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which will make you free from the law of sin and death. So if you listen to one podcast every day and meditate on it day and night, think about the principles I'm trying to teach you from just one podcast instead of binge listening. Listen to 10 or 20 podcasts trying to get through. There's over 100 podcasts there. And if you try and binge listen, you won't get anything out of it because it'll just whiz by past you. I haven't filled my podcasts with just one point. So you listen to it for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 45 minutes and you get one point. No, I jam pack it. I jam pack it so that it has so much stuff. You can meditate on that one podcast all day. You can think about what I've said and you implement them. You get the knowledge inside of you and you apply it. That's what you need to do. One of the steps, the first steps, is to listen and apply. But you have to understand. Understand, have knowledge and understanding of what I'm trying to say. Not just whiz past. You know, if you fly over a bit of land, you get the overall thing, but you don't get to see what it's like to be on the ground. You need to go and put your boots on and your knapsack or your backpack, and you have to walk through the land and you have to experience the land and understand all the trees and the fauna and the flora, all the animals. And you had to meditate on all that, experience it. It's not about just whizzing past. You know, people go from one teaching to the next, to the next, to the next. They're forever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Because they just swallow, 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 and they never chew on things. They never meditate on things. You know, that's what it means to meditate on. It means to chew. Chew on something. Chew on it. Think and experience it. Okay? Not just swallow it. My little dog just swallowed. He never tasted anything. I don't think he ever tasted anything in his life. All he did was just swallow. And there's a lot of Christians who are out there just swallowing, gulping, 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 as much of teaching they can get, hoping that they're going to get the truth, that they're going to get out the ditch, that they're going to get what they're after in the kingdom of God. But they're not meditating on what they've been taught. They might have heard a lot of stuff. They might have been to a lot of conventions, might have bought a lot of books and a lot of tapes, but you know, or a lot of CDs. Getting old, but you know, if you don't meditate on them, they're nothing. They'll be no good to you. Just be filler. Just be something that just goes inside you and there's nothing there. You don't know what you're chewing on. And you just waste your time. So if you meditate on the word, if you meditate on what I'm trying to tell you daily. Now, listen, if you want to, you can go. If you can't help yourself, you know, if you some habits are hard to break, go and listen to every single podcast on my website. Get it out of your system and then go back to square one and listen to each one every day. Listen to just one every day. Okay, if you want to, I'm okay with that. Just go over my website, listen to all my podcasts, and don't go, there you go. I've listened to them all. I'm going to go and find another field. No, you need to chew on the grass that's in this field. You need to get all the nutritional value out of what I'm trying to teach you. So listen to one podcast every day. Think about it, meditate on it. That's one of the five steps that if you implement every day, then you'll be blessed. So we'll leave it there.